meat that sticks to the seed.
Well, that's a press. On a
one is a press peach, and one's a cling. That's a cling stone, you know, that the meat hangs to the seed.
And what about the kind that the meat separates from?
A clear seed.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans. I don't know what else.
What do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, butter beans are one we have that you have to shell them.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that you eat?
The tops.
Yes, ma'am. You know, when you cook them up with bacon.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
What do you call that?
The turnip greens.
Fine. Have you ever heard that called salad or salad?
Yeah. Salad, turnip salad. Mm-hmm. You know that, yes, it's a lot of people speak of. The turnip salad,
mm-hmm. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Oh, that's on the, that's roasting it. You take it and boil it on the cob.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground? It's light brown and it has darker stripes on its body.
Must be a polecat.
No, ma'am. Actually, I don't know if these things live around here.
Foghorn. I don't know that.
The
polecat is the only thing I ever saw that run through my yard. But that polecat I saw run through my yard one day.
Yeah, but he's bigger than a squirrel.
Was, but that, but he was a striped thing.
Well, he's the thing that smells bad.
Yes. And so that's the only one I ever saw.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that hops along the ground, and some of these things live on land and some live in the water, and sometimes you hear them at night and sort of go like that. You know what I'm talking about? They hop. And some
frogs?
People, yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Do you have different names for different kinds of frogs? What about the kind that lives in the water? Do you have a special name for them?
Bullfrog.
Do they bullfrogs stay in the water all the time? I just thought they did.
More than ever.
They do.
That's what's called a tree frog.
Yes, I've heard of that, the tree frog.
Well, what about the kind of frog that lives on the land?
Well,
there's a bullfrog and just a frog.
All right. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Earworm.
Okay.
Is that it? That's
good. What?
Don't they call earworm?
Wigglers.
Wigglers or something.
Now, are earworms or wigglers bigger?
Ma'am?
Are earworms or wigglers bigger?
I think earworm may be bigger.
The earworms bigger?
Red wigglers, but a whole lot of them use.
Well, don't they use them both for fishing now?
I think so, but use catawba, but they come off a tree.
Great big things.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Oh, yeah, that's a fire. Now, what is it?
Lightning bug.
Lightning bug.
That's right. Have you ever heard it called a firefly?
Firefly, yes, ma'am. I have, yes, ma'am.
Miss Hollis, do you remember what your mother called these things? Did she call them lightning bugs or fireflies, or do you remember?
I don't remember she did.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over the water? Well, there are a lot of different names for these things. Some people call them snake doctors or mosquito hawks.
I like mosquitoes and things like
that. They're not mosquitoes, they just have long wings.
They're big things.
Yes, ma'am.